When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of the award-winning book, The Alchemy of True Success. And welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I share tips and strategies to help you, the enlightened entrepreneur, take your business to the next level. So make sure you grab paper and pen to write down these amazing tips and strategies that we're going to share with you to help you fill your soul and your wallet. Let's get started.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's show, Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and wherever you are listening to the show, wherever in the world, I hope you are experiencing a beautiful day like we have here in Canada. Finally, we're getting some warm, sunny, beautiful weather, and it's magnificent, and it makes me happy. I don't know about you, but boy, I am happy when the sun comes out, and it's warm, and the birds are singing, and it's just absolutely beautiful out there. So I hope that you're having the same experience wherever you are. And today we are going to talk quite a bit about manifesting and doing so with the angels. So hopefully you brought your angels along with you, and you're going to connect with them on a deeper level today, because that's our objective. I have my dear friend Cindy Smith joining me on the show today. She was on the show April 9th, so a few weeks ago, and we were so caught up in the conversation about how she had such success in her business and how she developed her business and what belief systems that she overcame in order to have a really successful business, that we didn't fully get into the idea of manifesting with the angels. And so I said to Cindy, "No, let's get you back on the show and let's delve into that a lot more." Now, for those of you who didn't hear the show April 9th, I highly suggest you go back and listen to that archive. It was a fantastic show. In fact, many of you have emailed me saying that you took a lot away from that show and that it was really helpful to you for you to see what was going on in your belief systems and how that was affecting your experience with your ability to manifest success. So take a listen. You can do so by going to iTunes and just type in Soul, S-O-U-L-T-O, Profit, Radio, P-R-O-F-I-T, and that will bring you to my show page, or just type in my name, Jaden Sterling, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, and you will get there. And I have just about 50 episode archives up there, and you know, take a listen to some of those. I think you'll enjoy them. And do me a favor, while you're there, if you would please post a review for the show, that would be fantastic. I'd greatly appreciate it. I think I'm only 2 reviews away from a review showing on the page, on my podcast page, and that also helps the show move up in the rankings and for more people to find out about the show. So if you're receiving benefit from the show, I'd greatly appreciate you sharing that with other people through a testimonial. And thanks in advance for that. Also, if you'd like an angel reading from Cindy later on in the show, please call area code 626-231-0306. And after we talk a bit about manifesting, we'll take callers. And Cindy's, as many of you know, is absolutely amazing. And the information that she receives about angels and the type of guidance that you're needing in the moment. And I'm happy to also pull a card from my deck, which is the Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card. So Cindy and I both will be happy to give you guidance on any issue or question that you might have. Again, you can call that number, area code 626-231-0306, and we'll be happy to see what information comes through for you. Now, I know many of you are familiar with my dear friend Cindy Smith, but for those of you who aren't, I'll share with you a little bit about her background. Cindy is the founder of Angel Empowerment Practitioner Course, where she has certified hundreds of people to become AEPs. Cindy has also published the wonderful Wings of Love Empowerment Journal, where she channeled messages from 15 archangels. Cindy has a master's in timeline therapy and NLP, and she is famous for assisting people to move from I can't to I can. Cindy is also my teaching partner in a course we've developed called Spiritual and Financial Freedom. And for two large events every year, one is International Angel Day and the other is Spring Fling with the Angels, coming up May 10th, that's less than 2 weeks away, which we'll be talking about more about that event today. And we're also giving away two tickets to the event, which for lunch for the day, and each ticket is valued at over $80. So some lucky caller today is going to get $160 of free tickets to our event coming up Saturday, May 10th. And, well, Cindy Smith, welcome to Soul to Profit Radio.
Thank you, Jaden. I'm very happy to be back.
It's wonderful to have you back. How are you doing?
I'm very happy to see the blue sky.
Yes. Is it sunny in Calgary today?
Yes. No snow on the ground, blue sky, no wind. It's beautiful.
That's progress and beauty all in one. We love that. It was crazy. You know, Banff got a foot of snow last weekend. Isn't that something?
I know.
Incredible.
As my kids call it, they call it sprinter out here, you know. It's half spring, half winter.
I love it, sprinter. Oh, that's awesome. So,
okay,
Cindy,
we get to talk about manifesting.
That's right. That's right. That's what we need to do, because we promised our listeners the last time you were on the show that we would get into that, but the conversation was really phenomenal last time too. So and our listeners greatly appreciated that, and I could tell by the emails and feedback that I got from the show. So totally, absolutely valuable. And today, let's go even deeper. Let's get into manifesting with the angels. So shall we dive in?
Yes, let's do it.
All right. So tell me, let's start off, let's break it down for people. How do the angels refer to manifesting or the manifestation process?
The first and key that they always have whenever I'm asking to manifest anything in my life, the first and key thing is now. So they're asking us to be in our now energy. For the divine and the angels, they're all about now. So yes, they can assist us to see the future, but for them, they have no time. So it's really a sense of in the now. So that's number one. That's where, because if we can bring it into the now, so whatever we're asking to manifest, whether it's relationship, love, money, career, you know, all the main issues in our life, if we're asking to manifest, the first and foremost is to bring your energy in the now. Because when we're thinking future and when we're thinking past, we're out of the now energy. So that's where we start.
So give us, you know, for someone who's listening to this and saying, all right, I need to be in the now energy. So what does that mean? Like let me ask you this. How do you bring everything that's happening for you into the now so that it manifests with your angelic team?
Okay. So first of all, so where am I? That's the question that I ask myself. So I'm sitting here right in my angel room talking to you on the phone, okay? So if I was wanting to manifest, I bring it into the now, and then I use all of my senses with my angels. So my pictures, my thoughts, my feelings, and my knowing. So I use the four main senses. So I create it with them in the now. So if it is something, let's say I wanted to create a holiday. So I wanted to manifest a holiday that I really wanted to do. Well, I act and feel as if I'm already in the holiday. and I bring it into the now. The angels tell me that when we do this, we bring it into our energy field. We bring it here. So here I am sitting in the room, and I think of Hawaii. I'm just giving you an example, okay? So I think of that I've already bought my tickets. I've already booked the hotels. I can see myself on the beach, and I manifest with the team what it all looks like, what it feels like, and that I know that it's happening, even though I haven't done any of it already. But it's in my now energy. It's here with me in the room. It's as if it's already happening.
Because so you're calling forward that experience.
I'm calling for that experience, and I'm bringing it into the now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the key is, so here we are in the now, but we have to ask them to assist us. Okay, so it's, okay, here we've got it. I know that it's happening. It may be 10 months from now, but I'm already experiencing it in the now. And when it's in the now, it that energy pushes outside of us. Our angels are creating with us, and it makes it very easy for things to fall into place. That's
you know,
where
it's interesting.
I start.
Yeah, I like that, and it's interesting what you just said, that energy pushes out from us, and it makes it easy for the angels to work with it, and that's exactly how I see physical things coming into manifestation is I first see that physical item, and you can use it for anything that's energy. You can use it for money, for products, for relationships, for other people, whatever that is, but I first see it and visualize it in, I visualize it in my auric space, so I first see that come in, and I've also been able to see it in other people's auric space, where I worked with a client who was really focused on making money, and she was so frustrated, she was doing everything that she could, you know, to bring more money into her life, and I could actually see the energy of money in her auric space, but it was behind her. So we had to really work on allowing for that energy to flow through her. And is that that sort of seems like what you're talking about, that process of integrating what we desire to come into the physical into our entire being. And is that why you're using the process that you do?
Yes, because it's now. You know, the biggest thing. And, you know, I talk to clients around, I just had a conversation yesterday around the same thing. Most people, so here's an example to learn if you're in the now, okay? Because people say, well, Cindy, you make it sound easy. It isn't that I haven't had to work to get there, because my old energy, I like to control things. And when we control things, we really push ourselves out of the now. Because when we're in that control world, we're in the future. But I'll say to people, this is an example that the angels use over and over and over again. If you are experiencing any kind of overwhelm, any kind of anxiety in any way, that means you are out of the now energy. You're either experiencing something in your past or you're worried about something in the future. And overwhelm can be as simple as you made a list of 20 things to do in the next 2 days and you're only going to get 4 of them done and people will drop into overwhelm. But they're far from the now. They're still experiencing, well, what haven't I done? What am I going to get done? Instead of being in the now and allowing themselves to tackle that one task. So for any of you that are listening, really start to first work with making that conscious effort to learn when you're in the now energy, because that is one of the keys that, for me, and I mean, lots of other people may do it differently, but for one of the main keys for manifesting for me is now energy. And then there's a, you know, we go from now to trust. So I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday, and it was a friend, and it was very interesting because I thought, how appropriate before I'm doing this talk radio show, and this is how the angels work. If it isn't us picking it up direct from them, we'll hear it through somebody else. Right, Jaden?
Yes, for sure.
Yes. Okay, so here I'm having this conversation who somebody that knows me very well, and I know this person very well. And the conversation was that I'm the optimist. And in his world, he's more of a realist. And he said that he doesn't understand how I can be optimistic about everything, and that really it's very interesting because I have to live in the real world, which I do, but how do I ignore reality? And I thought, what? You know, this was the thing. There's no ignoring reality. I'm in it because I'm in the now. I'm living day to day. However, what I do is I am optimistic about what I crave in the now. So because I trust in so much in the guidance that I receive and have been shown over and over and over again what happens when we trust and we believe, that optimism is absolutely natural for me. Does that make sense, Jane?
It makes perfect sense, and I love what you said, that and everyone can have that kind of optimistic attitude, because what you're really doing is you're deliberately creating your life experiences. You're not allowing for them to happen by default.
That's exactly. And I thought, this is very interesting, because, yes, I am an optimist. I see reality as positive for me and my family and the people around me, because I could spend a lot of what I would call energy that works against me if I focus on my past or if I focus on all the things that could go wrong. And it's so much less energy if we just trust, we ask and we trust that things are being created with us in this now energy. Even if the experience is going to be 10 months from now when I'm in Hawaii, but I'm already optimistic that everything is in place now. And to me, those are, you know, it's the now, trust, optimism, believing. You know, we talked about believing, but really believing and optimists go hand in hand, depending on, you know, if the belief system is positive or negative. And then it is also about divine timing. Because people will get frustrated, you know, just as you just use an example. You know, your client is doing everything that she knows. She's asking, she's trusting, but the money was there, you know, you can see it in her aura. And sometimes it is in our timing for us to truly get it in our consciousness. So divine timing definitely comes into play also.
Yeah, and I agree with you. So it's starting with the now energy. And, you know, something I just received this morning, which is literally hot off the angelic press, is the awareness that, and I wrote it down. I'll read it to you, that everything happens in the now because it's relevant. And the guidance that we get, you know, you and I have talked about this before, where we get these fleeting thoughts or fleeting ideas. It drops in really quickly and leaves really quickly. Ever have that happen to you? And I'm sure most of our listeners have too. And that's how oftentimes they give us information and guidance. However, when we're too busy or too distracted, or, you know, we're not listening to that guidance because it's so subtle, yet it's also really powerful. And I liked what you said at the very beginning of the show when you said, you know, I asked myself, okay, where am I now? So that's bringing your awareness to where are you and what is it that you're wanting to experience. And I think, you know, for any of our listeners out there, is to really know that a big step is listening. Quieting your mind, your conscious thinking mind, and getting into a state of listening. And many, many successful entrepreneurs and CEOs actually put time in their daily schedule to sit in silence. The CEO and the founder of LinkedIn is one of those gentlemen who comes to mind. He has in his schedule blocked off two segments of time, 30 minutes each, when he sits in silence. He's not on the phone. He's not taking phone calls. He's simply listening to his guidance. So Yeah, it works. It definitely works.
And, you know, that is a key. If I'm, you know, for me, I can get busy, right? I'm being a mom. I'm running a business. I have a fiance that I love dearly, and then you got friends and family. So it's in our hectic schedule, it is key to take that time. Whether, you know, it's a routine of, for me, a lot of the time it's simple as taking a Epsom salt bath.
Yeah.
I have to basically force myself at times to take that time for myself. And, you know, we have this on-standing joke. Anybody who knows me, we all know when I get the most guidance because I'm sitting and I'm being quiet. But it is...
The throne.
The throne. And the main thing is instead of having your team have to only be able to, oh, my gosh, she's finally taking a chance to be silent, it's taken that time to do a 30-minute get up first thing in the morning or at the end of the day or whenever you schedule. But it's, you know, it's one of those lessons of taking time for ourselves and putting ourselves first. And I'll be honest, there are days that it doesn't happen in my world. And I know when I go for a few days without taking that time for self. And my team is very good at reminding me. Thank goodness, because I ask them. I ask them to remind me when things get a little too hectic. Okay, team, just make sure, without being forced to take time. And for listeners, here's a key understanding. Universe can force us to eventually take time for many different reasons. And what I mean by that is all of a sudden you have a cold or all of a sudden the car breaks down and you're not going anywhere. Or, you know, something happens that you can't go to work. Universe will at times, if you keep pushing your limits, they have our highest interest at hand, and there will be little things that will happen to kind of get us to take a look at where our time is being used. Right, Jaden?
Absolutely, Cindy. That, you know, that's such a good point. And you know, maybe some of our listeners are thinking, well, yeah, but I don't have 30 minutes in my day to schedule. And I would just say to you, start with five minutes to sit in silence and peace and see what comes for you and how that makes you feel. You know, to take that time, it's essential. I mean, I really believe that if for someone who says they don't have the time, that person is someone who more than anyone else needs to make sure that they schedule that time. So wake up 30 minutes earlier, you know, go to bed 30 minutes later, whatever it is. But we know, I mean, Cindy, you have a busy life, and you also know the importance of putting on your calendar or asking your angels to remind you. And I love that. I work with my angels. I have them do everything. You know, if I want to wake up earlier, I say, okay, wake me up at 6 a.m. today or wake me up at 6:30, and they do. It's incredible. Do you find that they also, whatever you ask for, you also receive that assistance?
Yes, absolutely. You know, and there are times that I have even forgotten that I asked for it. And
yeah.
Then you get those aha moments. Oh my gosh, yes, team, I did ask for this, and here it is, right here in the now, and I'm looking right at it. So
good point.
You know, that is the key. People will say, you know, well, I'm going to back up just a little bit. When I'm, and you know, Jane, you can talk about this too, but when we think about manifesting, because of past experience, and this is why the angels get so into the now, it's almost like they want to cancel, clear, delete past experience if it's been negative around manifesting. Because it can be difficult for people to see out of that box they've created. I call it looking through other people's eyes. You know, they're in this box and they see other people manifesting. And because we've stopped ourselves, we think we're not meant to have it. Or we set limitations. Or, you know, we talk about being in gratitude, but we think that, well, I should be very grateful for what I have and no asking for more. And I find that this can really create a block for people because it's like we ask, but we're not expecting it. It's like, okay, well, I asked this, but I'm really in gratitude for what I have, and it could be selfish for this. So there's all these things that, you know, all these thoughts and processes that happen for people. Basically, ask and let the divine bring it in with you as you create it then now. And when you're asking and when you're creating and manifesting, catch yourself. Really start to pay attention of the thoughts that are happening for you when you're thinking about manifesting something here and now. Because you will catch yourself if you're saying, well, I'd really like it, but if I'm not meant to have it, then that's okay too.
Mm. Good point. So that's blocking the manifesting process.
That's blocking it. And it's wonderful that the angels know it when we're in gratitude. We're all thankful, but there's this, you know, I'd really like it, but there's a piece of me thinking, am I getting too selfish with how much I'm asking? Or, you know, it's that, well, really? Can I really have that? And that's where when we ask, your divine, your team wants you to experience it in the now and have it.
Yeah, but so, like you said, that self-doubt, you know, the questioning, oh, can I really, am I someone, you know, someone can easily see their friend have it, but they can't wrap their minds around how they can have it. So that self-doubt piece comes in, which will certainly block the manifesting process too.
Yes, definitely, definitely the self-doubt. You know, there's lots of language that both Jaden and I could use to, you know, that I get to work with people, you know, undeserving, unworthy, you know, there's all this stuff that will come up into people's energy that when it really comes down to it, it's really being consciously aware of what is happening for you in your now when you are creating with your team. Because we are on the physical plane. We are here to get our lessons. We're here working with our team, but it really depends on what we're focusing on. Because we will keep, it's almost like we ask our team and then we stand in their way.
Good one.
I mean, I've lived it. I know it. I've been there. I totally understand it. I asked for it, and then I stood in their way for it. And then when it wasn't happening 6 months later, I'm going, well, what's going on? Why have I created this? And then I had to sit with my team and do some really core work for myself as what is the issue that I'm standing right in my way?
Yeah, and that's one thing that I really admire about you is that you understand that it's something you're doing. It's not something that is happening to you or from outside of you. You know, it's not the angel saying, well, you know, today, Cindy, we're not going to give you what you want. You know, it's not the universe being selective or discriminating against you. That's not it at all. You see clearly that if something is not showing up in your life that you want to show up, it's because of something that's going on inside of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that can be a hard thing to swallow at times.
Yeah.
For any of us. Right? You know, as you and I have said this many times when we're teaching, if you're creating lack in any way in your life, it's you that's creating. There's no punishment happening. There's no, you're an undeserving individual. It's the divine wants everybody to have all that they desire. And so when anything's, you're experiencing something that you consider negative, you're creating that energy. And for manifesting, that is a key to understand. The team is going to work with you if you get out of your own way.
Touche. Get out of your own way.
Get out of your own way. And people say, well, you know, when people are listening, they're saying, well, Cindy, you make this sound so easy. Well, trust me, I've had to do some work around this. And anybody who knows me understands that. It's just when things are going sideways or when we're asking, it's really taking that look within ourselves as to how we are creating it. And, you know, it isn't, that's where we, you know, that's why the angel empowerment practitioners are out there and myself and yourself, Jaden, when somebody does come to a block, then it can be, you know, even a 15-minute conversation of figuring out what that block is.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, they get to move forward and figure out exactly what it is that has been stopping them from manifesting in the area that they wanted.
That's
and
it, awareness.
It's awareness. Mm-hmm. And with the angels, because it's all about the now, there really is no ceremony. There's no having to have hours and hours of prep for change. It is, if you're willing to make the changes, they have so many different techniques and things to do, and it's boom, it's done, if you're willing to go with it. That's mm-hmm. why I love doing this work.
Easy. It's easy. And
it's easy.
You know, do you often find, so I wrote down a couple of things. I wrote ask and let go, because a lot of times we'll ask, but we'll continue to hold on to that thing that we desire. You know, we're not able to let it go. And then we get caught up in this worry around the how part, H-O-W, how is something going to happen? And I think that really speaks to what you said earlier, and that's like a control thing is in lack of trust. Yep. So what I heard it's you say was the step is ask for what you want, let it go, and in the having faith and trusting, you know, you have the that gives you the ability to let go. Is that right, or did I miss a step?
Yes. No, that is definitely, it's asking, bring it into the now, and let it go. And in the sense that this, every step will get presented to you. So if it is something that is going to, even though we've brought it into the now, and I go back to that trip to Hawaii, right? Somebody wants to take a trip to Hawaii, and they want to go, say a friend is going, and they want to go with them, but they need the abundance to make it happen and the time off work. You know, you can have all kinds of scenarios. So what we do is we tend to get caught up in the how. We want to control the piece of how we're going to make it happen. Now, we're very action-orientated. That's who we are. We make things happen, which is great, except for if you're getting in your own way and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me now, out of that whole control piece, I always use this as an example, especially, you know, recently. Do I have time to just share this little experience? Jaden, I have no idea what time we're at. Oh,
yeah.
Good?
Well, you know what? We also have a caller. Do we want to take their call and then you can share it, or what would you like to do?
Michael says to give this one example, and then we'll take the caller. How's that?
Good.
Just because
caller, hang in there.
Yes, caller, hang in there. Just I'll do this very quickly. When I was told I was going to Ireland to teach, now the old Cindy would have went, oh my God. Okay, Michael, you want me to go to Ireland? Well, how am I going to do that? Okay, I can see myself there. I bring it in. I can see myself teaching, but I don't know anyone in Ireland. I have no idea how to set that up. So what I do is they tell me, I bring it into the now as if it's happening, and then I let it go. I just say to the team, present to me the first step, and I let that go. So what happens is instead of me having to control it and figure it all out, all the things get presented to me and everything falls into place without me having to put all the plans into place.
Love it.
So I just manifest with a team, and for anybody who knows me, I just finished my second tour in Ireland and I got to teach. So it took 6 months. So please, people, understand this. 6 months before I met Maria Carr, and that was the first step. Michael says, she is taking you to Ireland. 6 months. Now, people would go, oh, my gosh, I've done something wrong. I've asked. Nothing is happening. I actually even forgot about it.
Oh, okay. Even better. Let it go and forget about it.
I forgot about it. I asked. They showed me that I was going to do this. I asked. I let it go. Maria Carr was presented to me. It had to, part of it was timing. I had to be in Penticton at a certain time to be able to meet her.
Yeah. Wow. Cindy, that is so powerful.
No getting caught up in it. They will present each step. And this is for some of you organizers out there, you're going, oh.
That's tough for type A to swallow. Yeah.
It is. It's a tough one, except for it doesn't. Yeah. So please stop yourself from thinking that there's no organizing involved. It's just that, yes, I have to organize, but the steps get presented for the organization tools without me having to control every one of them.
And that's a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow, too, because a lot of people feel like, that's their way. They like to control. That's familiar to them, and it's comfortable.
Yes.
So this is a big, this is a biggie, yeah.
It is a biggie, and I'll be honest with anybody who's listening. I was a control freak, and I still have to work with that energy. And I'm not disrespecting anybody else out there, but when we know we're a control freak, we can easily say it about ourselves, okay?
Yeah, that's true. I can probably throw my hat in that ring too. I'm coming out. I'm admitting to that.
and my nickname as a child was Worrywart. So, I come in, this was one of my lessons, was to really understand what control energy was about. And for working with the angels, it's flexibility. So let's add that to our list, because there's another key word, flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it isn't happening the way you think it should happen, you are getting in your way.
Oh, that's powerful. Love it, Cindy. This is such good information. It's so great. We've got some callers stacking up here, so let's get to one. This is area code 587. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who's this?
Good. This is Tara. I've met you before, Jaden.
Hi, Tara.
How's it going?
It's going great. How's it going for you?
It's all right. I felt really, really compelled to call in today, so I thought I'd take my lunch break early and give you two a call.
Wonderful.
That's awesome, Tara. Thank you.
What can we help you with?
I have a question. I have a situation where I'm now needing a new person to come live with me in my house, and my original thought that came to my head was going through Facebook, through friends, etc., and that's not providing anything for me. I'm not getting any response whatsoever. So I'm really getting a no to posting on online, things like this, and I don't know if I should shift my perspective or if I just need to sit and wait, but there's obviously anxiety in that because of finances, right? So I kind of wanted to get your guys' guidance in terms of that, because I thought that this would shift really quickly for me, and it hasn't, although I am covered until the end of May. So I have some time. I'm not in a huge rush, but I want the right person to come in, obviously, right?
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm coming from, that's probably the biggest thing that I would say I need direction in, or how to look at it differently, or how to shift my perspective.
So right off the first thing that comes in, team, when I say team, I mean your angels. So the reason that it hasn't happened yet is the right person hasn't been presented with the information. Okay. The best thing is to get yourself out of that worry energy, because you're going to just block. Okay. So the only difference is, ask for the vibrational match. So think of somebody that's going to match you vibrational energy, that's going to be bring that balance in, that's moving in with you. Okay? And they're still saying to use the social medias to advertise for it.
Okay.
But it's, I get that it's through a friend. So have you asked your friends to share the information?
I guess this is where my, you know, thinking people are common sense, that they'll just share the information without me having to tell them, but I'm now learning this is not the case, right? So, go ahead.
Cindy's absolutely right. You know, you're in the Calgary area, aren't you?
I am.
Awesome. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a ticket to our event, Spring Fling with the Angels. It's not this Saturday, but it's the following Saturday.
Okay, awesome.
Can you make it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's well attended. There will be over 150 people there. And they're all like-minded people. So, Tara, this is your opportunity to come to the event. We're going to give you this ticket and start asking around at that, you know, ask. You have to ask. And then I pulled a card for you, which was let go. So I completely agree with what Cindy's saying, and then let it go. You're too much into the worry energy, and that's absolutely stopping the manifesting process. So we will get you that ticket for the event. We look forward to seeing you then, and your roommate is on their way.
Awesome. Thanks so much, you guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
And I will. And the other little thing is, are you friends with me on Facebook, Tara?
No, not yet.
Okay, request it.
Okay.
And I'm going to post for you.
Aw, thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
So just request it, and you give me the details, and I'll post. I'll share for you also. It's going to happen. Just get into the trust that it happened for a reason, because the right person hasn't saw it yet.
Okay.
Okay, so think if your team has protected you. So they know what's going on. So I definitely, as Jane, we see someone with you for sure. And we look forward to having you. We have somebody. We look forward to seeing you at. Please come up and introduce yourself at the event.
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
listening, Tara. We'll see you next Saturday.
Okay. Bye.
Awesome. Bye bye. Yeah, buddy. That's. You know, I think a lot of people have that, and we were just. It's neat that Tara called in and had that request and question, because it's exactly what we've been talking about, which is, you know, getting clear, asking, letting go, and then really, like you said, forget about it. I mean, that's even more powerful, because that means when you're forgetting about it, what you're doing is you're not obsessing about it. You're not going crazy over it. You know, you're trusting in the universe taking care of it for you. It's hard to do, though, sometimes, isn't it?
Well, it is. And for, you know, Tara, bless her, it's a prime example, because, yes, if knowing that all of a sudden she doesn't have a roommate, that is a financial stress. And so it's so natural for us to drop into that. That is just 100% natural. Most of us would do that. We would be worried about the end of May. And so, you know, this is a perfect time for her to practice these tools that we just talked about and know that there will be a roommate with her, and it'll be a vibrational match.
Yeah, total vibrant. And that's the key for her, is that's what she needs. She needs someone, because her energy is so high and it's so beautiful that she needs someone that can match that in her home, because that's a really important place, you know, where we invite people in who live near us in our home under our roof. That's even more important to have someone with like energy. So, and I also know, and you probably know this, Cindy, too, is that we only have another minute here, but is that, you know, a lot of times this guidance and information comes where we think it's very last minute, and that's often how it feels, too. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, she may meet someone the week before, you know, the very last week in May, but that person will be the right person for her. That can be scary sometimes, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, buddy, what a great show. We had callers. There were more people that were wanting to talk with you, and sorry we couldn't get to you. It just, it's time. Did that flew by in like a nanosecond, didn't it?
Again, how does the angels,
angelic
I know time. they work us in the now, but when we get on this radio show, I tell you,
It's a time warp. It's incredible. So for those of you who are in the Calgary area or the vicinity, please come and check out our event. It's going to be fantastic. It's May 10th. It's Spring Fling with the Angels. The topic is manifesting. You're going to meet some amazing people. You can go to cindysmithaep.com, click on the events tab, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see the poster for the event where you can purchase your ticket. We still have tickets available. Cindy, thank you, my friend.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, buddy. I'm so looking forward to May 10th. We are just going to have so much fun talking about exactly this and much more.
That's right, and much more. Thanks, everyone. Have a fantastic week, and we'll see you soon.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.